bread. And if you didn't have the wagon, you camped in a tent. Then you had Dutch ovens you cooked in. Mm-hmm. And you can make also good sourdough biscuits in a Dutch oven.
Well, sounds like he should be doing the cooking then.
Conveniently forgot.
Okay.
I got tired of doing the cooking. And then, what was it, 12, 13 years? I camped in a little trailer out there at Pipe Springs National Monument where I worked in those years, 45 miles from here. It took 2 hours to drive it from home, so I had a little house trailer and cooked and lived in that.
Okay.
But I had a stove.
That sounds good. Oh, I think that was the easy way on the electric stove. Okay. One of the things I was, since you just had, you said you just had the campfire was the only light you had when you were herding sheep, excuse me. How do you light your home? What do you use to light your home besides electricity? What do you stick in the socket?
Well, we had kerosene lamps.
Oh, did you have kerosene lamps?
We had kerosene lamps.
Okay.
Yeah,
we still do. It's a standby right there on the mantle.
Cool. Oh, and that's kerosene that's in it there?
Yeah.
I've seen kerosene lamps, but never with kerosene in them. Well, that's good to have handy.
Yeah, they had a little container on the side of the wagon. You kept your can of kerosene in.
That sounds like it'd be really good. When it's really cold outside, what do you usually put on to keep yourself warm?
Just coat.
A coat, okay. When your wife is watching a sad movie on TV and she starts to cry, what do you give her to wipe her eyes with?
Oh, I don't know. What do we?
Okay, but if it was made out of cloth, what would it be? Like you keep in your pocket and your suit coat?
Yeah. A handkerchief.
A handkerchief, okay. When you were out herding sheep, what kind of clothes did you have to wear to do things like that?
Just overalls,
just
shirt.
Overalls,
yeah.
Shirt, okay.
Oh, of course, you always had your coat because you're out in the winter.
What kind of shoes did you have on?
Just to go work shoes.
Work shoes, mm-hmm. Okay.
No, you didn't wear your dress shoes.
That was probably smart. What were some of the different winter clothes that you had when you'd have to be? Now, did you herd sheep in the winter too?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what kind of things did you have to wear then to keep you warm?
Well, we just wore heavier clothing, woolen shirts, and
okay.
And of course, we always had the essential coats.
Long johns.
Or long johns, underwear.
Okay.
How'd
you keep your ears warm? That's my big question. How were you able to keep your head warm, your ears warm?
Didn't.
You didn't? You weren't able to, okay.
Never had anything but a hat.
Okay.
So sometimes you have a cap with ear muffs on.
A stocking cap.
Okay, this might sound a little funny, but how do you describe the difference between like your everyday, your work clothes and say your Sunday clothes? What would usually be the difference?
Well, I don't know. I guess you got about three out of the clothes: your work clothes, everyday clothes, and your casuals and your dress ups.
Okay. Okay. Did you have a garden? You were growing up, and do you have a garden now? Do you usually keep a garden in the summer?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of...
I grew up the garden, and I still have a garden.
Okay, what kind of things do you grow in your garden?
Well, we always grew sweet corn, and melons, and squash, potatoes, and carrots, and peas. And
okay, what kind of potatoes?
Irish potatoes.
Okay, any other
sweet
kinds?
Sweet potatoes don't do very good.
Don't mind.
Tried it.
We didn't do good.